Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local man who served his community as a firefighter for over half a century is being recognized. Let's go in depth with his daughter, Chantel Hoke Cottington. Chantel, I'm looking at a letter that you showed me, dated May 11th, 2019. This is family members and friends of deceased firefighters. If you have received this letter, you have a loved one or a firefighter from your department whose names will be engraved on the Iowa Firefighters Memorial Wall. They'll be recognized at this year's memorial service, which is June 9th in Coralville. What did you think when you got this letter about your dad?
I was very excited. He served on our volunteer department for over 50 years. It was his second home, his second family, and for us, it's a big honor to know that his name's going to be on this wall and that this memory is going to be out there for him.
So to make sure that everybody knows who we're talking about, who's your father?
Michael Hoke.
And he was on the department for 52 years.
Almost 52 years, yes.
So you don't know any different than your dad being on the fire department?
Correct.
So tell us about that.
Growing up, it was just another job to him. It was just like he got up and went to work. The tones would go off. You'd get out of his way and make sure he could get out the door. When you started to drive, you didn't park behind him. If you did, you left your keys in the car because he was taking your car. And you never worried about if he was or he wasn't going to come home. It was just a job. He went to work. He helped everybody else just like he helped his own family. And he came home when the job was done.
He'd take your car.
If you were parked behind his, yes.
And did he say, bye, see you later, whatever, he was just gone?
No, he was just, the tones went off and he was gone.
You not knowing any different. I mean, you were a toddler and you were, either he was stepping over you or you knew enough to get out of the way.
Correct. And it didn't matter when it was. It could be in the middle of a birthday celebration, Christmas get together in the middle of the night. If our department got paged out, he knew somebody needed help and he was off to help them.
Anytime, day or night. Did he come back sometimes exhausted, beat up? Just, you know, the way that it can be if they're out there for several hours, there's going to need to be some recovery time. Did he come back sometimes in tough shape?
There were many nights that he'd be out all night on calls and he'd be home long enough to get ready to leave to go work his full-time job and wouldn't be able to sleep or anything in between. And you could tell that he enjoyed it. He never complained. He never had anything bad to say. He loved being able to help everybody.
And he went up to work at Maytag.
Correct.
Until retirement?
Yes, he retired in 93 from Maytag. He retired with 26 and a half years in.
And what else did he do?
He worked part-time for the city of Melcher Dallas, and he also, for a few years, worked part-time on a farm by New Bern, just helping with groundskeeping.
What was special about your dad?
He's my hero. He was bigger than life, everything about him. He knew everything. He knew how to fix things. He knew how to build things. He was always helping people. He saved lives. He was all around my hero. He helped anybody that needed it whenever they needed it. He took care of my mom when my mom got sick. And all of that while he was battling leukemia himself and never complained one bit.
So he's helping your mom. Your mom's sick. He's got leukemia. And the tones go off.
And he runs out the door.
More in depth after this.
Welcome I continued my conversation with Chantel Hoke Coddington. Did he ever tell you why he did that?
Because somebody needed his help. He had done it ever since he could be on the department, which was about the age of 18. It was something he wanted to do, wanted to help people.
Well, that's pretty special. And you were telling me that he overcame a physical challenge when he was a kid.
He had polio when he was a baby, and so he does walk with a limp, or did walk with a limp, but it never slowed him down. It wasn't a handicap to him or anything. Anything you or I could do, he could do it just the same, if not better.
Did he ever complain about it or anything?
No, not at all. Never once.
The hand he was dealt, no big deal.
No big deal.
Wow. And you say that the polio was severe enough that throughout his career at Maytag, farming, firefighting, working for the city, you could tell it was him because of his limp.
Correct.
So there goes Dad, I can tell.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your mom must have been an amazing person, too, to let him do that or, you know, help him do that, or I presume she was on board with it.
She was. My mom was his biggest supporter, his biggest cheerleader. He would go, she would never say anything, and when he got back, she would ask him, "Are you okay? Do you need anything from me?" If supper was on the stove, she'd cover it up until he got home, and then she'd warm it back up for him. She was his biggest cheerleader.
Bigger than you?
Yeah, bigger than me.
Well, yeah, I mean, because if she wouldn't have been a cheerleader, you probably wouldn't have been either.
Correct.
And so that impacts this whole attitude. Does it impact your family today?
Yes. We have some pretty big shoes to fill with the two of them. My parents were married for 52 years. Didn't spend very much time apart in that 52 years, and they showed us the true meaning of unconditional love, and we've all got some pretty big shoes to fill to live up to their expectations and what they showed us growing up.
Well, 52 years is a long time. Long time in a marriage, mm-hmm. Long time as a firefighter. I guess I just put those two and two together that he became a firefighter when he got married.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple months after they got married.
So do you know what made him want to be a firefighter?
I don't. Honestly, I have no idea, other than just he always loved helping people. That was always him. He would never ask anybody else for help, but he always loved helping other people.
Isn't that interesting? People won't ask for help but like to help. There's a lot of people like that, but not as many that are so unconditionally like that as your dad.
Mm-hmm. He's the greatest. I've looked up to him my whole entire life. All of us girls have, the grandkids have. He's truly our hero and our knight in shining armor for his daughters, and nobody's bigger than he is. He's bigger than life.
But you don't know where that came from. Was his dad or mom like that? Do you know?
They helped people, but they were not on our fire department.
But it was just a general attitude, mm-hmm. about helping.
Yes.
And you all do this today, and we've got a young man here, your son.
Yes.
What's your name, buddy? Remind me.
Trevor.
Trevor, you remember your grandpa.
Yeah.
How old are you? Tell people how old you are.
13.
13. Do you mind telling us what you think of your grandpa? I know it's only been a year that you've lost him. Has he impacted you?
I got something to live up for. I got something. To live up to, that's for sure.
You love your grandpa.
Yeah.
More in depth after this. We'll be right back.
I continued my conversation with Chantel Hoke Coddington. That the emotion that you feel that, you know, that's contagious to me, it's just another sign of what a caring, giving person he was and the example that he set. And I bet he set that example, well, you can tell me this or not, did he set that example in the community? Did other people follow his lead?
Oh, yes, definitely. He was very loved in the community, and when he passed, there was a lot of people that said there was a void in the community that would never be filled. We had an amazing show of support, everybody telling us stories about him. We love to hear the stories of the different things from everybody, and everybody talked so highly of him and just how important he was to all of them and a part that he played in their lives, something that he did for them.
So he was inspirational for us all, and he's still, and this is pretty cool, he's still being inspirational right now to hear, to us here in this room and people listening.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just, once you are so kind, so generous, and are such a, I don't know, an amazing person, that you give so much, it's so inspirational for all of us just to keep sharing his story.
Yes, yes, it definitely is.
And now he's going to be immortalized. And now our listeners that began, you know, the show with us, you know, I'm going to read that start of that letter again. If you have received this letter, you have a loved one or firefighter from your department whose name will be engraved on the Iowa Firefighters Memorial Wall. So we all can be proud of that.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a whole lot of people like your dad that serve us today in all of our departments, our
most
first
definitely.
Responders. Yeah.
Most definitely.
It's a culture that does this. And so here we are, and your father's being appreciated. We're honoring him today, and so we should all probably think about honoring those like him and other departments serving us as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm very grateful for all of them. They have a gift that I know I couldn't do. I'm not sure that I would be able to save somebody else's life like they do. It's something that it's a calling, I think. And I think that's what it was with my dad, was he was just called to do that. And I help people, but I don't do anything nearly as great as what they do.
Well, I think if what he, I don't know him, but I'm learning about him, but I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, he just wants us to help. I would guess he wants us to help in any way that we can.
Correct.
That is guidance to us.
Correct, yep.
Those of us that aren't on the front lines.
Yes.
We can serve other ways.
Yes, exactly.
So you've got an emotional time coming up here on the 9th.
We're very excited about it. It'll be very, very emotional to see, but I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud of the fact that his name's going to be there. Because he was such an important part of our community. He was such an important part of our department. And he gave so much to so many people. And to be able to see his name being honored like that is very exciting to all of us.
Thanks to Chantel Hoke Coddington for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.